say you want to help care for children in state care. You have to undergo a license inspection from the Department of Human Services, along with some follow-up inspections. There's also a federal licensing process that requires its own inspection. Then you'll likely have another inspection from the Division of Family and Children's Services or the Department of Juvenile Justice to make sure you're in compliance with their standards. Those agencies also do their own follow-up inspections.
From an outside perspective looking in, we may not have all the answers, but it just appears that there's a lot of people going out to kind of do the same thing. There may be a way to combine some of these efforts.
That's Republican Representative Kevin Tanner. He sits on a committee that's looking to simplify the standards for people trying to become child care providers and for those who already are. In its recommendations presented today, the committee wants the half dozen or so state agencies that oversee the system to get better at sharing data, consolidate background checks, and publish reviews in one single location. But primarily, the committee wants to combine annual licensing and contracting inspections into one review done on behalf of all the agencies. Carol Winstad, who heads the Department of Human Services Office of Residential Child Care, cautioned some specialty oversight could be lost.
It's like, you know, having your heart specialist and your orthopedic doctor send you to one doctor to do both and just teach them what to look for.
The committee will present its recommendations to the Speaker of the House in the coming weeks. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.